This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
So what's the big surprise, Bob? Why are we on this airplane?
Well, you know how we want to get more music by more artists to more people to hear?
Yeah.
I've rigged this plane up with a loudspeaker. I figured we'll just buzz every neighborhood we can reach and play as much music as possible.
Are you kidding? I have a much better idea.
What do you mean? What's that?
Just donate to the public radio station of your choice. When you do that, it helps make the All Songs Considered podcast possible. We're all part of a big public radio family, and listener support helps ensure All Songs Considered keeps sharing more music by more artists from all over the globe. Just go to donate.npr.org/music to get started.
Donate.npr.org/music?
Yep, donate.npr.org/music. There you can make a donation to the public radio station of your choice. You support the station that supports the public radio family, which supports All Songs Considered.
Well, I'm going to say that over the loudspeaker. Donate.npr.org/music.
Now land this plane.
Let's see. What does this lever do?
Happy holidays, Robin Hilton.
Getting
in the mood here?
Are we doing this thing again? Is it our annual holiday extravaganza?
It sure
again?
Is. You know, I was thinking about the year I was having my sleigh bells. I was thinking about the year you stole my sleigh bells, my fabulous sleigh bells.
I could not stand the sound of those sleigh. It was just like a knife in my ear. And I stole your sleigh bells. I hid them, and I'm certain you wouldn't find them. But somehow they got returned to you.
It was that Christmas miracle that year.
Something. It was certainly something.
Oh,
you brought your sleigh bells. I said, go ahead and give them a shake and let's hear it and get it out of the way.
That's what I'm doing.
No, I mean, give it a good hard shake so I can hear them and then we'll sort of get it out of the way.
Did you not hear this?
Are you really? Oh, you are shaking them. Are you sure they're not broken?
Broken. There's 25 bells going jingle, jingle.
I can't hear a thing. You know, and honestly, it's probably best that I can't even hear those sleigh bells because this year, it's been a rough year. It's been a rough year, and
well, we'll do the Christmas show,
no,
and we'll have a great time.
No.
No.
I think this year, I'm going to leave.
Cabin in the woods, maybe?
No. I can't slog through another one of these shows and pretend that everything's okay. I just want to go home, get in my car, go home. I'm just going to lay low and just ride out the remainder of this year. And I'll see you in a week or so. I just need some time.
Wow. Well,
bye, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, good luck doing the show by yourself, Boylan. I'm out of here. Just swing by my desk and pick up my hat, coat, bag. Get out of here. Go home. Maybe I'll listen to that new Weezer record again. Oh, what is this? What?
Hey, Robin, up here. Come on up aboard the train.
Bob, what are you doing up there?
I got a train for us. We're going to find the holiday spirit.
Really, Bob? No, thank you. This is crazy and weird, and I just want to go home.
The train's leaving. You're coming with me. Watch this.
Whoa!
A one. A one, two, three, and... Baby, you got them big balls.
flashing in your window tonight. I can hear the music loud and clear while I'm walking down the street. See the flashing lights of Christmas cheer blinking to the beat. Where that party at? Right here, 'cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. We get so excited when we see all the pretty lights. Red, yellow, purple, white, and green. Christmas delight. Where's that party at? Right here, 'cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight.
How did I get on the train?
It's the magic of the holiday. We're going to find you the spirit that you're missing.
Well, where are we going? Where's this train taking us?
If I told you the North Pole, would you believe me?
North Pole, let's see, that's like what? Like 5,000 miles away?
No. This train doesn't go on ordinary tracks.
Chicago! Chicago is our next stop.
In fact, we're pulling up to our first station. We're 800 miles from where we were.
You're kidding.
Just 10 minutes.
Wow, popular train. Look at all these people.
Wow, a lot of them look like musicians. Hey, in fact, that's Julian Baker. Julian Baker, hey!
No kidding.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Robin. You going to the North Pole?
Yeah, you're heading to the North Pole, too?
Absolutely. I go every year.
So is there anything you do every holiday that, like, can maybe give him a bit of the spirit of the holidays, a tradition you do that you love?
Absolutely. I mean, holidays are my favorite time because everybody gets back together again, right? So since I was a teenager, every year for Christmas, me and the boys in Forrester, we have a band Christmas, and the local bands all play, and we put on a holiday show. One of my favorites was the year the lead singer of our favorite band strapped some of those light-up, cheesy plastic yard decorations to his chest, and we dragged a live, decorated Christmas tree into the living room. Not safe, but festive, as you can imagine. And then, after the show, we exchanged presents. I mean, we all know our disposable income's short, so we give strictly gag gifts, meant to top each other in humor, not quality. A lone jar of horseradish, empty motor oil container, socks, you know, maybe a singing tie. But those are the memories I think, you know, they best encapsulate Christmas. There's something ironically wholesome about the love beneath the silliness. No better way to celebrate Christmas than with your family, however that might look, you know.
So you got a song? You can pick up that guitar over there and play for us?
You know, I do. I got a song. It's called Decorated Lawns. It's about some unlikely Christmas feelings, but I'll give it a shot for you guys, maybe.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Love that. Maybe Robin's feeling something here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't look like it. But listen, have a great journey. Julian, we'll probably see you maybe at the cafe car or something later.
Absolutely, Bob. It was great running into you. I hope Robin gets into the spirit.
Happy holidays.
Ah, oh, thanks.
There was no enthusiasm in that. Happy holidays, Mr. Hilton.
I'm sorry. I really am trying. That was pretty great, though. I mean, she's wonderful.
What's going on with you? You haven't always been like this.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, My family, we always celebrated, you know, we celebrated Christmas every year. And it was nice, you know, the family got together.
Should we take a left-hand turn and go to Kansas?
Not this year. Remember what happened last time?
Oh, the snow.
Got snowed in.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
This train seems to be attracting lots of musicians, and we're almost at our next stop. Let's.
How far are we in now?
Let's see, 810 minutes. We're about 1,700 miles away from where we left NPR just, 16 minutes ago.
Next stop, Hudson Bay. Hudson Bay is our next stop.
Well, you're right. More people. Let's see.
Whoa.
Oh, there goes Jeff Tweedy. Jeff! Oh, look, there's Jason Lytle. Jason, it's Robin, over here.
Well, that was weird. He just completely ran the other way.
He doesn't hear me, that's all.
Oh, my God, the oh hellos. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Robin.
Good
to see you.
Hey, thank
never
you.
Never ending. How many? 10 of you, or a dozen, or
at least
24.
A dozen, usually.
Wow. What are you guys headed up to the North Pole, too?
Oh, is that where this train is headed? Oh. Yes, absolutely we are.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
We just kind of wandered in here, hoping to take us somewhere.
The holidays are a big deal for you guys. You just played a Tiny Desk concert,
yeah.
And I know, and now you're here. What do you love to do as a family for the holidays?
Well, as a band, we really like to tour as a family for Christmas.
Right.
It's turning into a tradition, I think, for us. Maggie and I grew up in a big extended family, and we all got together for Christmas. We would eat, talk, play games,
lots
eat.
Of board games.
Balderdash was a favorite. But then at some point every night, someone breaks out the hand chimes.
Of course.
If you've been to any of the shows already, I'm sure you've encountered those, at least from afar.
You got a song that right here on the train we can all just break into? You got any handbells?
All right. So, everybody give us the first note of... we're going to sing Jingle Bells. The one verse of Jingle Bells that everybody knows. Play that note.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah. Thank you. That was fantastic. Thank you so much. See, the real thing, we're all family now. We've all shared that really weird tradition together, and it binds us. Or it doesn't, and that's fine, too. That's okay.
I think there's room all the way at the third car from the end. We'll see you when we get to the North Pole.
All right, see you there.
Yeah,
see you
there.
Take care, guys.
I'm going to sit back down here and rest a little bit. That kind of took it out of me.
I don't know how
that,
they do it.
That much joy. I know. Yeah, it was nice, and... It's nice hearing everybody else here. You know, I don't know how far we are on this ride yet, but it's funny. I never even asked you, why are we going to the North Pole? What is it? What's there?
The big holiday party's there. The top of the world biggest party ever. And everybody's going to be there. Like, I mean, each stop, and we got a lot of stops. people are going to get on, and who knows?
Well, here we are at our next one now.
Next stop, Churchill, Manitoba. Churchill,
Manitoba,
our next stop.
Whoa, who is that?
Could one of you guys help me out here?
Oh my gosh, you know who that is? That's George Winston, and he's got a piano with him.
The Wyndham Hill guy? The nice, pretty piano guy?
Sure, I got it.
Well, this thing wastes a ton. Come on, there we go. Yeah.
Do you always travel with that thing?
Yeah, you know, I do carry a harmonicas and acoustic guitar, but a lot of songs are best on solo piano. So yes, I've got to have it.
So what are you doing here? What are you up to? Are you on tour or something?
Yes, I've got two shows, summer show and winter show. Summer show is basically spring and summer type pieces. Winter show is autumn and winter type pieces.
You know, I was such a huge fan of your December record. It was just such a beautiful record for this time of the year. This time of year must be a pretty big deal for you.
Well, growing up in eastern Montana, the seasons were so extreme. I always regard any song that I have a relationship with as a season song, regardless of where it came from or what the composer's intent was. And basically, the December record is kind of a late November, mid-November through mid-January. And a lot of it's about Bile City, Montana, the winters there, the seasons, the holidays, Thanksgiving through a bit more bleakness of early January. And, you know, there's a cure for the bleakness of early January. Just leave the colored lights on for another month. Like the seasons move gradually, maybe take the lights down like a slow circle, like the seasons gradually change.
I have to admit, even though I'm not really much in the mood for the season this time around there, I'd love to hear something from that record. Could you play some? Do you still do Carol of the Bells? You did a great version of that.
Yeah, that's one I'm currently playing on the tour, and yeah, that'd be great. Here goes. Thank you.
Oh, that was pretty nice. You know, I don't know how to say this, but I'm a pretty good piano player myself. Do you mind if I play a little something for you?
My ears, stop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm glad you felt a little joy of something, but
you know that orange you played that with sure looks good, and I've been driving a long time. If you don't want it, is it possible I could have that orange?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here, take it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks for stopping through here on your way to your own car. Do you need another hand with that piano?
Hey, thanks for the help before, but I'm copacetic now. I can get it where it needs to go.
All right, thanks. Thanks, George.
Thanks, George Winston. Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, so that was nice. I'll give you that. That was nice running into him.
Yeah, we used to play his music all the time, a little in between news stories back in the day. And look, you're on this train. You didn't want to come. Never would have happened had you not come.
That's true. I'll give you that.
It's the holidays, man. I'm getting a little hungry. I'm going to go head down to the cafe car.
All right. If you find any eggnog down there, I wouldn't mind some.
Whoa, man, this place is packed. I just gotta find the bar. Oh, hey, Gabby, Michelle, Japanese breakfast, Eskimo, how you guys doing?
Oh my god, we're so good.
Are you going to the North Pole too?
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
Have you ever been there before?
I haven't, but so I have these bells, right? And every time I shake them, Robin can't hear them. And so we're going to the North Pole to get him in the holiday spirit. Why don't you get settled in, find a place. You got your guitars with you?
We do. I have mine. We forgot Michelle's in the South.
I'm just along for the ride.
Can you sing without your guitar?
I would love to sing.
Can you sing us a song?
We've got one in the works.
Yeah? Absolutely. New? Yours?
We wrote it ourselves
on the way over here.
Oh my gosh.
On our long 24-hour trip
here. While we were riding our huskies.
Maybe you can find a place for these.
That sounds great.
I think that we have just the place for them.
I think so too.
Fantastic. Why don't you tune up and let's play.
I'm ready.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Ah, the sweet potato in the oven, waiting for you.
Thank you.
Did you all have any holiday traditions you did with your family, Michelle? Did you do anything at all?
Yes, I remember now, actually, that my mom and I had this tradition where every year we would buy a Christmas ornament together. But my mom was, like, very type A, so even as a child, like, I'd be like, Mom, I like this one, and she'd be like, that's ugly, we're not getting that one. So she, like, would very much, like, curate this perfect Christmas tree that my mom and my dad would argue about for, like, an hour of, like, centering it, making sure that it was perfectly level and the best side was on display. And then we had this tradition where I was supposed to be able to pick an ornament, but I never actually got to.
Christmas is stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to die.
What about you, Gabby?
My family has a tradition where every Hanukkah we get together and do like a Secret Santa style thing where we put presents in the middle of a table. And then each of us picks one by one, but if someone likes the present, they steal it from that person.
What do you call that?
Well, when I was thinking about it, I immediately said Hanukkah Harry and then didn't know why I called it that. So I don't know what we call it. It's just like the annual Hanukkah stealing party. Yeah, last year I brought a bonsai tree, and it was a pretty big hit. It got stolen a lot of times.
Who wound up with it?
My aunt, Wendy, and it's actually apparently on the coffee table where we do the present stealing.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's great.
So.
Anyway, I got to go. I got to get back and get a couple of eggnogs for Robin. But thanks. See you at the North Pole, and it won't be so dreadful. It'll be wonderful.
While I'm waiting for Bob to bring me that eggnog, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Carvana, on a mission to make car buying more convenient and affordable than ever before. In minutes, you can browse thousands of options under $20,000. Visit Carvana.com or download the app today to get started.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Excuse me. Thanks. Pardon? Come through. Hot soup.
What's your poison?
My gosh, Ari Shapiro. Hey.
Oh, hey, Bob.
What are you doing here?
You didn't know I tend bar when I'm not hosting All Things Considered?
No, I knew you sang, but I didn't know you had yet another gig.
I mean, come on, I work in public radio. I gotta pay the bills. What are you doing here?
Well, we're joining the party to head to the North Pole, and really the whole reason is I'm taking Robin to the North Pole. He needs to find the holiday spirit. I know you love the holidays. You sang on a holiday record with Pink Martini, the band Pink Martini, right?
Yeah, I've been singing with Pink Martini from my hometown, Portland, Oregon, for about 8 years now. And back in 2010, we came out with a holiday album. I got to sing a couple of the more Jewish songs on it. There's one in Hebrew. There's one in Ladino. But it's a really ecumenical album in addition to, like, reinterpretations of holiday classics. There's Auld Lang Syne with a samba band in three languages. There's a Chinese New Year song. There are a lot of surprises on there.
They must have a hi-fi or something on this steam train. Go ahead and crank up some music.
Yeah, this is one of the songs I sing. It's in Ladino. A lot of people are familiar with the language Yiddish, which is kind of like a mix of German and Hebrew spoken by Eastern European Jews. Ladino is an ancient language that was spoken by the Mediterranean Jews. It's kind of a mix of Spanish and Hebrew. This is a Hanukkah counting song in Ladino. It's called Ocho Candelicas.
Oh,
Hanukkah linda está aquí. Ocho candelas para mí. Hanukkah linda está aquí. Ocho candelas para mí. Oh, una candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, ocho candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí. Muchas fiestas voy a hacer con alegrías y placer. Muchas fiestas voy a hacer con alegrías y placer. Los pastelitos voy a comer con almendricas y la miel. Los pastelitos voy a comer con almendricas y la miel. Candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí. Cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí.
I love that. That's great.
And now you know how to count to eight in Ladino.
Excuse me. Could I get an absinthe over here and a pack of clove cigarettes if you've got them?
Connor Oberst?
Hey, Connor.
Bob. No way. How you doing?
Why so glum, Connor?
I don't know. This holidays always bring me down a little bit, Ari. I don't know. It's just that nostalgic time of year, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you and Robin Hilton both.
Come on, there's got to be something about this time of year that you love.
Well, yeah, well, my dad always used to make us these Santa shakes, which were like vanilla malts with peppermint in them. I guess I do like that about this time of year.
Is there a song that you've done remind you of the holidays? Can you play us a song?
Yeah, I'll play the one that I think fits my mood the best. It's called Blue Christmas. Here we go. It's my dad on lead guitar.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so
Christmas. But I
Well, Connor, here's your absinthe. Sorry, no clove cigarettes, I'm afraid.
All right. Well, cheers, guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Oh, man, I told Robin probably 1,000 miles ago I was just making a quick stop here. I better get back before he starts to call his search team.
Cheers, Bob. Enjoy the eggnog.
Thanks. Cheers! Da 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 da
da da da. And then I said, it's Annie, not Annie. Oh, hey, Bob, look who I ran into.
Galen Lee, how you doing?
Bob, it's so good to see you.
It's amazing. You can't imagine the people we've met on this ride to the North Pole.
Well, it is a pretty magical time of year.
That's what I've been trying to tell Robin.
Yeah.
And Galen, you've had such a remarkable year. We went around the country together, and now you've just gotten back from Dublin and other places.
Yes, it's been so incredible. We saw a bunch of the U.S., and then the biggest trip of my life so far is that we've gotten to go see Dublin and Prague and England and Northern Ireland. We met a whole bunch of great people, and it was really cool. I don't know. It's been a fun year.
I know one of the things you've been up to since the contest, you recorded a new holiday song. What inspired that?
Well, Christmas is my favorite time of year. Hands down. I have a lot of great memories as a child for Christmas, and I just love the music. And so when I thought about the next thing I wanted to record, I knew that it would be Christmas music. It's fun to loop, too, so there was a lot of things that made that album a joy to create.
Well, maybe you can play something for me and for Robin. Maybe it will help him lift his spirits. He's kind of got a heart of steel here, but we're trying.
Yeah, I do. When I was a little kid, we started celebrating Christmas pretty much every year on Thanksgiving, that night right after dinner. And my brother, my older brother, took me and my siblings out sledding one night because it was snowing a lot up in Duluth, northern Minnesota. And he was pulling us around, and he saw this low-growing evergreen bush, and he decided that we needed to see what it looked like underneath that bush. So he pushed the sled all the way underneath, and we all laid on our backs and looked up through the branches at all the snow falling and covering the branches, and it was just so beautiful. And I remember thinking that spending time with your family in a beautiful place like that is kind of what I think the holidays is all about.
Oh, I love that. Play us a tune. What do you want to play for Rob, me and Robin, and see if you can break through that heart of steel?
Well, I think I'll play a medley of It's in Every One of Us and Love Came Down at Christmas. I first heard It's in Every One of Us out of the Muppet Family Christmas, which is a movie that my family used to watch every Thanksgiving night after dinner. And later on, as an adult, that song was actually in my wedding to my husband, Paul. We got married 4 days before Christmas a few years back, so it's a special song to me.
Well, I'm so glad you and Paul can make it on this North Pole Express. Let's hear it.
Love.
Come on, Robin, you've got to be feeling it now.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Speaking of getting there, I think we're almost to the North Pole. I kind of wanted to hit up the cafe car to grab some food before it closes, so I might have to head out.
Oh, bit one of those Santa shakes Connor was talking about.
The eggnog's pretty good.
Well, I do like eggnog.
All right, happy holidays, Galen.
Be well.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thanks for chatting, guys.
So where have you been all this time? I thought you were just getting a couple eggnogs.
What a train this is. Hey, listen, I just ran into Ari Shapiro from All Things Considered.
No way.
Yep, he is the bartender. You got to go after you try these eggnogs. He mixes one heck of a drink. And then while we're there, Connor Oberst gets on the train.
No
sings
way.
Sings us a song. It was a little Blue Christmas. You probably would have liked it.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, well, take some of this. It might help you feel a little better.
I can only imagine who it's going to get on this time.
Next stop, St. John's, Newfoundland. St. John's, Newfoundland is our next stop.
Oh my gosh, it's Casey Musgraves. What are you doing here? Hi.
Hey guys, Bob and Robin. How you doing?
We're doing great. What brings you? Do you do this every year? Do you go to the North Pole?
You know, I try to get there when I can.
That's great. There's going to be such a great celebration when we get there. You must be in the holiday spirit because this year you put out a holiday record.
Well, I was sitting there last Christmas and I was thinking, dang, why haven't I made a Christmas album? This would be really fun. And of course, it was too late at that point. So I started in May of this year writing and kind of getting my things together. And it turned out to be one of the most fun projects I've ever been a part of.
That's so great.
It's been so fun and festive.
Did you and your family like sing songs or do anything particular for the holidays?
We do have this one puzzle tradition where my grandpa, he busts out this puzzle that he made. He carved it out of wood a long, long time ago for my dad and his sister. And when you put it together, there's a riddle. It's very clever. And then he sends you on a scavenger hunt to find your present. And, you know, one year it was in the dryer, could be in a tree, you never know. And he gets a huge kick out of it every year. And every year he says, you're too old to do the puzzle, you're too old. And every year we say, no, we want to do the puzzle. And we make him bring it back every single year. And we actually gave him a taste of his own medicine a couple years ago when we made him go on his own scavenger hunt, and we made it painfully long. And then he finally found his way to a riding lawnmower in the backyard, and he loved it. It was really fun.
I love that.
Kind of ridiculous, but really fun.
I love it. So I know there's a whole slew of you here. Maybe you can like put a little band together and sing Robin a song and maybe get him in the mood as we head north. What do you got?
I would love to do that. Yeah. So I'll get everybody ready and maybe we'll sing this fun song. It's you know, pretty lighthearted. It might fit well with the theme of going up pretty high. So I'll sing this song. It's called A Willie Nice Christmas.
Willie, huh?
And I have a guest joining me on this song as well.
Whoa, fabulous. Well, thanks.
Cookies out for Santa.
troubles to the wind, till we're back on the road again. Here's to finding your own little peace on earth. And I hope you have a really, 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 really nice Christmas. If you're in looking back or Waikiki, I hope you have a really, 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 really nice Christmas. And may we all stay higher than the angel on the top of the tree.
Don't get caught up in the hustle and the bustle. This time of year ain't supposed to be so stressful. Here's to easy silent nights and finding your own paradise with whatever family you might call your home.
Robin, you got to be feeling a little brighter and lighter now.
I'm starting to feel pretty good.
A little buzzier,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Well, you have a good holiday. Go get settled on the train. See you at the North Pole.
Thank you so much. We'll see you there.
Okay.
Next stop, the North Pole. The North Pole is our next stop.
Oh my gosh, this is it. Robin, this is it. All this time on the train, we've heard such beautiful music by all these musicians, right?
Yeah.
No, you've got to feel it, right? You must feel how beautiful music is and how beautiful all the people are on this train, how beautiful all the people are in this world. We're at the top of the world.
Well, I have to admit, you've got my attention, and I'm kind of curious to see what happens next.
Well, get ready, because this is about to open your ears and blow your mind.
This is the North Pole, our final destination. All passengers must disembark.
Are you sure this is the right place?
The right place? Look at that glow.
Oh, on the horizon there.
That's where the party is. That's where we're going. That's where life changes for you.
You've got to be kidding me. It's like 100 degrees below zero out here. There's no way we're making that
There's
walk.
So much joy. It's going to keep you warm. Let's go. Come on.
Wait a minute. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Those sleigh bells.
Of course. You hear them?
I do.
Oh, my God, a holiday miracle.
Am I cured?
I think so.
Whoa! Whoa there!
Stephen Thompson.
Again, every year.
Hey, fellas.
Stephen, what are you doing up on that sleigh?
Oh, come on, there's no way I would have missed this party.
You don't know about this party too, do you?
Robin, do I know about it? Bob and I have been planning to keep it from you for months now. I guess somebody couldn't keep a secret.
He really needed this. I was desperate.
All right, fair enough. It's, you know what? It's the holidays. Whatever.
Thanks, Stephen.
All right, well, now that you're here, I did bring you guys presents. Way, way better than the finger I gave you last year.
What? No kidding. Well, what is it?
Surprise!
Oh my gosh, it's the whole NPR music
in a bag.
It's a pretty big bag, so I brought the whole gang. Abby O'Neill, Anastasia Siolkis, Ann Powers, Anna Marchetti, Anya Grundman, Ben Not of
Half. You brought them in alphabetical order.
In alphabetical order by first name like iTunes. Bobby Carter, Cameron Robert, Camille Smiley, Colin Marshall, Daoud Tyler Amin, Felix Contreras, Jacob Gans, Jenny Gathright, Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, Jessica Goldstein, Josh Rogeson, Kara Frame, Lars Gottrich, Marissa LaRusso, Mark Mobley, Mito Habe-Evans, Nick Michael, Nikolai Hammer, Nikki Bolio, Nikki Walker, Lotta Nickies, Otis Hart, Rachel Horn, Sammy Yenigan, Saraya Muhammad, Tom Cole, Tom Heisinger, the NPR Arts Desk, our brilliant engineers, and everyone at NPR's many member stations across the country. My hope was that we would have all those people except Robin.
I'm sorry to spoil the party for you, Stephen.
Well, you know, there's always next year.
Happy Holidays!
All right, everybody, ready?
Yeah.
Sleigh ride!
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling, friends are calling. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Calling you.
Ding, 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 come on.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.